For a studio audience.
Get out here and eat your breakfast, Laverne. Your Rice Krispies are getting awfully quiet.
Who cares about that? Listen to this. So there I stood, I, Roxy Latour, a humble girl from Hackensack, stripping in front of the crowned heads of Europe.
You still reading that trashy article about that stripper? You ought to be reading classics like Jane Eyre.
Jane Eyre was a nut. Oh, Roxy, the prince moaned as his hand moved gently yet swiftly.
Stop it. It's disgusting. It's a disgusting article. Especially the part with the French Foreign Legion.
French Foreign Legion? Where's that?
Page 52, right near the end.
Oh, let me see. Oh, I can't wait. They say the next installment's even more disgusting.
Really?
I'm going to go see if the mail came. Would you underline the hot parts for me, please?
Hold it. You're not going outside in your underwear, are you?
This is a slip.
The whole neighborhood will be gawking at you.
You think so?
Wait a minute. Finish your article. Finish your breakfast. I'll go get the mail, okay?
Okay, thanks, Cheryl. What are you doing?
I'm covering up.
Oh, I hate to be the one to break this to you, Cheryl, but those pajamas ain't exactly going to drive men wild.
I treat my body as a temple, Laverne. You have chosen to treat yours as an amusement park.
My body's not amusing. Now, where was I? The sweaty legionnaires. Oh, boy, that Roxy sure can write. The Legionnaires were sweaty but magnificent. They hadn't seen a woman for 6 months. The desert sun had turned them into raving sex fiends.
Hello. What do you think? Speechless, huh?
Do you have to feed those hats?
Ha-ha-ha. Do not mock the sacred headgear of our law.
That's right. They don't accept just anybody into the fraternal order of the best. Make a very, very special kind of man.
I'm sure not everyone looks good with fish on their heads.
Right? Oddly enough, a very small percentage of men do.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to go to a big, large convention next week. Can you imagine? All the basses come from all around the country.
We spend the week in Chicago doing nothing but spawn.
Stay right there. I want Cheryl to see them hats. Hey, Cheryl, hurry up!
You're going to have to yell a little bit louder than that because she ain't going to hear on account she's taking a snooze at the bottom of the stairs.
What? What are you talking about?
Make a big deal.
Cheryl! Oh, she's out cold. She fell down the steps.
Why didn't she say so?
Help me, would you? Help me.
Oh, I got the point now.
Now, look, there's a new doctor right around the corner. corner. Go get him fast.
All right.
Well, what are you standing there for? This is a matter of life and death.
Life and death!
Come on, Joe. Wake up. Come on. Wakey uppy. Wakey uppy. Oh, gee, what is that thing? What is that thing? Starve a fever, feed a cold. Keep them walking if they're out cold. That's it, Joe. It's a little walk. Little walk. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oopsie-daisy. Oopsie-daisy. That's it. One, two, three. There we are. Let's walk them little feeties. Come on. Walk around. Walk around. There you go. Walk around. Come on. There you go. Come on. Maybe a little drink. You want a little drink of water? Stay right there. Stay right there while I get you a little drink of water. Stay there, will you? Me or stand there and lean on the insulator.
Glad to hear you talking. When I saw you laying there, I was afraid you were gone. I sent the boys for a doctor. Well, you scared the wits out of me. You're such a klutz. Here, wipe yourself off. I'm exhausted. I need some juice.
Now, how did I end up in this dump?
What are you talking about? This is our dump. You picked out this dump.
Boy, oh boy, I must have really tied one on last night to end up in a hole like this. I haven't sunk so low since I played Schenectady.
Who are you playing with in Schenectady? Hey, how'd you matter? You hurt your leg? You're walking funny.
Honey, this is the walk that made me famous.
Where?
Everywhere, sweetheart. This is the famous Roxy Latour walk.
I get it. That's real cute, girl, pretending you're Roxy Latour.
Pretending? Boy, that ticks me off. 10 years I work, becoming the best exotic dancer in all North America or Egypt. And some bimbo living underneath a sidewalk don't even recognize me.
Who you calling a bimbo? And what are you mad at me for? It ain't my fault you fell and hit your head.
North America or Egypt? Do you really think you're Roxy Latour?
Oh, that's so sweet. You're a fan, honey. Well, let me give you a thrill. I'll autograph it for you. You got a pen or a pencil handy? Here we go.
Shirley.
To Shirley.
Laverne.
Laverne. To Shirley Laverne. I like that name. You know, kid, you could strip with a name like that. Say, you, mind if I wet my whistle a little before I leave?
No, go ahead. But you ain't going nowheres.
No offense, honey, but I don't have to stay in a dump like this as long as I have this body.
What body? Oh, I gotta snap her out of this. Go ahead, drink whatever you want.
You got anything harder?
Fell down and she hit her head.
Yeah, right.
Is there anything we can do to her?
Yeah, have a lolly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he is right there. That's Shirley. She hit her head and now she's Roxy and thinks she has a body.
Okay, don't worry about it. Leave everything to me. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Dr. Schoenbroom.
Like a broom.
I understand you've had a little accident.
It's just a hangover, Doc. Never stopped old Roxy before.
See what I mean, Roxy?
Well, I'll take a look anyway. I'll go get washed up.
Okay, the bathroom's right back there.
And why don't you get undressed?
Showtime!
Is Shirley all right, Doc?
You shouldn't move someone with a head injury.
Doc said I killed her.
No, fortunately, I think she's all right. She's only experiencing a fugue state.
Oh, what a relief. What a relief. It's only a fugue state. What's a fugue, Stan?
It's a minor personality change. Oh, it could be brought on by any number of things. A bump on the head or psychological stress.
Oh, then what can we do for it, Doc?
Well, nothing really. Something simple will probably bring her right out of it. A reminder of her everyday life or an object or event from the past.
She hasn't had much of a past, Doc.
Yes, well, she'll be fine in a couple of days. Meanwhile, I told her she had to stay here.
Yeah, well, how are we going to keep it here?
Well, I convinced her she was hiding from her fans.
Oh, hey, he's smart.
That's why he's the doctor.
Have this prescription filled, and if you need anything else, just call me.
Oh, hey, thanks for coming, Doc.
Thanks a lot.
You're
welcome.
You're welcome.
I think I'll stop upstairs and see if those two guys need a sedative.
Look, I don't know what the big fuss is. I can bring her out of it in a minute. How could she forget me? Yo, Cheryl! Angel Face, can you come out here a minute?
Hey, Roxy!
Yes, sweetie. You want to crack up? You got a whole set of these in there. They say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well. And who have we here, big fella, huh?
Ah, you know who it is. It's me, Carmine.
Oh, have you felt this guy's chest? Oh.
No, I'm not allowed.
Come here. Here. Live a little. Huh?
Look, this is no good. My girlfriend wouldn't like this.
Oh, you got a girlfriend, huh? I bet she's nothing like me, is she?
Oh, you're not kidding. I mean, no. She's a lot like you. She's a lot like you, only she's entirely different. Listen, I could dump her and we could start dating if you want.
Come on.
I gotta get going, Rox. Listen, when you see Cheryl, would you say hello for me? She's not bad. I kind of like her. She's never...
Is some beefcake, isn't he? I bet he gets a lot of action, huh?
Not around here, no.
Say, do you mind if I close these windows? I don't want my fans looking in, huh?
No, go ahead.
So, what's this girlfriend of his like, anyway?
Oh, she's real nice. You want to see a picture of her?
Sure.
She look familiar to you?
Boy, she is some gorgeous broad, isn't she?
This is worse than I thought. That is the best sitting I ever seen.
Thanks, sweetie. Someday I'll show you how I climb the stairs.
Don't you feel like you've been here before, huh?
Honey, I travel so much, I don't know one dive from the next. You know, it's into town, off with the clothes, on to the next town. The only thing I remember is my act. You know, my routines?
But you remember routines?
Everyone I ever did.
How'd you like to see a routine that me and my friend Cheryl did when we were in junior high?
Sure, I'd love it, Toots. I'm always looking for new stuff for the act.
Okay, watch real closely, because it just might remind you of something, yeah? Okay, today is Mother's Day, and we would like to do a salute to mothers all over the world. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to raise me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes.
Settle, honey.
Oh, I mean, right, she'll always be.
Bring it home now, bring it home.
Put them all together, they spell mother. The word that means the world to me.
Huh? I like it.
Yeah?
You do it in the nude, right? You gotta go to work now, honey?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
don't you clean up or make supper or something, huh?
No, I can't do that. I gotta practice my act. I'll just stay around here and I'll work on the old bumps and grind.
How does she do that? She's got no hiney.
Because we thought you might want to dance upon it.
Yeah. We do hope you enjoy it. It's all drums.
Hey, boys, hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
Roxy, don't do matinee. I am itching to get back to work, though. Know any clubs where I could do my act, huh?
Well, there's the boys' club.
No. I was thinking more in terms of a men's club.
The bass club. We're giving a smoker tonight at 9.
Oh, great. I love smokers. What's the pay like?
Oh, it's like any kind of pay, you know, dollars and cents, a little bit of change.
Well, we'll put it together somehow.
Yeah.
Because we want your real pay.
Okay, all right, boys. You come up with the bucks. And it's on for tonight.
Listen, now we got to figure out a way to come up with the big bucks.
If ever we could use a brain, now is the time.
I want to thank you for providing the evening entertainment, Minnow Squigman.
No need to thank me, your royal grand bass, sir. The smile on my face will be a reward enough.
Good. Well, then, let's get going. There are a lot of hungry fish out there.
Hungry fish.
That's it, sit.
I got this stuff. Sorry, I know the girl.
Settle down. My fellow fish, I salute you.
Dear Shirley Laverne. Those two sharp fellows from upstairs got me a gig tonight. I'm taking it off at the Bass Lodge. Drop by. There'll be a lot of extra bass. I'm throwing back the small ones. Roxy. Sure, I work like a horse all day, and she's down there taking off her clothes. Charlie's taking off her clothes!
And now, Miss Roxy Latour!
Thank you.
in your slip. You want all the neighbors to gawk at you? Shirley?
Yeah?
Is that you, really you?
Yes, what's wrong with you? You're acting so strange. I'll go upstairs. I'll get the mail. You stay.
Shirley, look at yourself.
What?
Then look out there and smile.
You take it off!
Cheryl, you're working on your third jar of Noxzema there.
Vern, I've got to get this rouge off.
The rouge came off 10 minutes ago. That's blood.
It's easy for you to say. You didn't take your clothes off in front of a lot of fish. I'll never be able to show my face again.
Oh, I don't think they'll recognize your face. Oh, the doctor just said that you were showing another side of your personality.
It's that when you started showing, you really started showing. That's very funny, Laverne. Very funny. You liked seeing me like that, didn't you?
What?
You liked Roxy better than me, didn't you?
What?
You'd rather room with Roxy than with me, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't.
Sure you would. Then you could go out nights and carouse and pick up strange men.
Roxy wouldn't be bad on the weekends.
Well. Talk about your fair-weather friends.
Oh, come on, Cheryl. I don't want to room with Roxy. I want to room with you. It's just that a little bit of Roxy wouldn't hurt you none, you know?
Yeah, I guess I could loosen up a little bit. If I could only remember what Roxy was like, you know?
Well, come on, you can remember. Tell me. What did it feel like to peel your clothes off in front of a bunch of total strangers? Pretty good, huh?
No, I can't remember. I just can't remember.
You can remember! You can still remember! Tell me, please!
You know what kills me, Laverne? Lenny and Squiggy. I mean, I never thought much of them, but this was low, even for them. I mean, what kind of a guy would take advantage of a girl in my condition?
Roxy, I have returned. Me, you hot hunk of flesh, you.
Aren't you afraid your girlfriend Shirley will find out about this?
She's a child. You're a woman. Oh, Laverne. Hey, why don't you go to the movies or something, huh?
She knows she's Shirley.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to forgive that man.
Oh, come on. He's got nice legs.